Native hunters from Chukotka in Russia's Far East are visiting Alaska this month to share their experiences with Alaska natives and biologists. The Russians have seen dramatic changes in the last decade due to global warming, and they're hoping the exchange will help conserve marine mammal populations. The trip is being organized by the World Wildlife Fund. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
The Russian village of Rare Kaipi has less than 2,000 residents, but in late summer and fall, the human population is dwarfed by visiting walrus. As many as 70,000 animals haul out on beaches right next to the town. Vladilin Kavri says the drone is easy to hear from his house.
We wake up hearing the walruses, and we go to sleep hearing the walruses.
The number of walruses coming ashore near Rare Kaipi has increased dramatically in the last decade. As ice in the Chukchi Sea retreats earlier and earlier, the walrus are forced to forage from land instead. In this video from Kavri, hundreds of walrus line a rocky beach just outside his village. A polar bear tears apart a carcass nearby. The Russian villages have taken steps to protect the walrus. They set up conservation zones around the biggest haulouts. They also revived an old tradition, appointing a haulout steward who decides when it's okay to hunt or visit the animals. And they don't use rifles anymore to kill the animals. That could disturb the entire herd and lead to trampling deaths. Sergei Kavri, Vladilin's brother who lives in the village of Van Karem, says financial troubles forced them to use traditional spears instead.
So in 1996, we had an economic crisis, and for that reason, we turned to spearing, because we just didn't have the money for guns and bullets and things like that. So on one hand, it was a difficult time, but on the other hand, it forced us to become more in touch with our traditions and to more carefully think about ourselves and about the wildlife.
Alaskan villages on the north coast are just starting to see unusual walrus haulouts, although nowhere near the numbers in Chukotka. Earlier this month, the Kavri brothers visited four Alaskan villages: Barrow, Wainwright, Point Lay, and Point Hope. World Wildlife Fund Senior Program Officer Jeff York went along. He says they drew big crowds in every village.
These are the places in Alaska that are beginning to see these large haulouts of walrus. And so they were very interested to hear the numbers that they're seeing in Russia and to start thinking this could just as easily happen here. We could have 20,000 walrus hauling out near Point Lay, Point Hope, or Wainwright.
York says there's a lot of interest in northern villages in setting up walrus monitoring programs. He was pleased to see the willingness on all sides to work with federal biologists to understand how climate change is impacting walrus.
To me, the best exchange was just having the guys from Chukotka talk about what they're seeing on the ground and what they're doing about it. Conservation of species is only going to be meaningful if we have engagement, understanding, and leadership from the people who live with the species of concern. And what's going on in Chukotka, the leadership that Vlad and Sergei are showing is a great example of that.
For Vladilin and Sergei Kavri, visiting the villages was a great experience. Sergei says he expects the exchange was just a starting point.
So
we were greeted very well. We received a very warm welcome up in the north. We found that the nature was very much the same. It really didn't vary at all from what we have in Chukotka. We were offered many traditional foods, those same native subsistence foods that we eat in Rare Kaipi and Van Karem back at home. And we found that there was a very big interest in our work, so much that there were suggestions for cooperation and projects that would help us understand together what the picture is for marine mammals in the north.
One of the biggest obstacles for future meetings is the time it takes to travel between Chukotka and Alaska. Even though the continents almost touch, Sergei and Vladilin had to travel around the world in the other direction to make it to Alaska. The trip took about 2 weeks. They'll do the same thing in reverse when they return to Chukotka in early March. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.